Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Accountability Partner Podcast. Happy Wednesday. I've been noticing that I've been getting some new listeners. So if you are new, I just want to take a moment to specifically welcome you and say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Tiara Jackson, and I'll be serving as your podcast host and your accountability partner as you embark on this journey towards purpose. And if you haven't already, please go and rate and subscribe to the podcast, as well as follow us on social media at The Account Partner. That way, you'll be the first to know when an episode airs and you won't miss out on any key updates. And that's again at The Account Partner. So, welcome to today's episode. Of the podcast. And first and foremost, let's kick things off with some declarations. This is something that I said I want to begin implementing in every episode because I truly believe and understand the power of words. And there's a scripture that says, "Decree a thing and it shall be established." So those things we want to see established or manifested in our physical lives, it's important for us to speak it into existence through the power of affirmations and declarations. So for today, we are going to be declaring the following, and I really want us to make sure that not only are we saying these things today, but we're saying and declaring these things over our lives every single day throughout the weeks, or however long you want to do it. I am a good steward over my finances. I don't spend money frivolously. My finances are in order and in place for success. God has given me the wisdom, knowledge, and resources necessary to know how to steward money well. Because I'm a good steward, my family and I will never be without, and we will never lack. I will leave an inheritance of financial wealth for my children's 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 children. God can trust me with his riches. God can trust me with billions. With that being said, let's jump right into today's topic. So today we are continuing our series talking about the principles of wealth. Last week we deep dived and went into the meaning of what wealth is from a biblical stance, and we learned that God's will and desire for our lives is to be wealthy, especially financially. So if you haven't listened to the episode, please go back and listen because there's a lot of great information shared. And I really want us to all be knowledgeable about everything God says about wealth and why it is his will for our lives to be wealthy. Now, today we'll be discussing stewardship and what it means to be a good steward over our finances. But before I continue, I want us to just understand and make note of one very important thing. We are the managers of God's money. I repeat, we are the managers of God's money. This means the money we have in our accounts, the money we receive, any type of gift, any type of income we possess does not belong to us. It belongs to God, and we are just the mere managers of it. Psalms 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." And the CSB version says, "The earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants belong to the Lord." And this verse is explicit in the fact that everything indeed belongs to God. Our homes, our relationships, our jobs, our clothes, our lives, our finances all belong to Him. And it's important for us to truly understand this fact because I want us to break that mindset of, I can do what I want with my money and I can spend it how I please, because that's completely inaccurate. And it's that very mindset that has been keeping many of us in poverty. A lot of us have been very reckless in how we've been spending and utilizing money. And that's because we didn't think that we were being held accountable for it. If someone leaves their belongings in your possession, you are now held accountable for what happens to it. And when something doesn't belong to you, you have to check in with the owner to see what it is that they want you to do with it. And many of us have been spending our finances, we've been spending all this money without consulting the owner, and that owner is and will forever be God. Now, I'm going to give an example to try and break this down even further. So imagine if someone, or excuse me, if you gave someone $1,000 and asked them to hold it for you. when you gave it to them, you were very specific and you said, I need the money to go into a box at my grandmother's house on her porch. And when after a month, when you checked back in with them to get your money back, you saw that instead of following your instruction, they completely squandered it. They disregarded your instruction and instead spent the money on whatever it is that they wanted to spend it on. Chick-fil-A, you saw receipts for brunch. You saw receipts for Dubai, all of these different things. Now, another example, let's say you give someone or you give $10,000 to a broker and you give them very specific instructions concerning which stocks you want to invest in. You tell them you want to invest in Apple, Tesla, Amazon, and Comcast. You know, you did the research and you know that after a month, these stocks are going to quadruple and bring you a hefty return. So you're trusting this broker to only utilize that $10,000 on those specific stocks. But after a month goes by and you check in with that investor, you saw that they didn't even invest in any of the stocks that you had instructed them to. Instead, they invested in AMC, GameStop, Target, all stocks that didn't align with your specific instruction. And I know in both of these cases, many of us would never give those people money ever again. We would never trust them with money. But what if the situation was reversed? Or let's say the situation had a different outcome. What if the people you gave your money to did exactly what you wanted them to do with it? They followed your instructions to a T, and every single time you checked back in with them, you saw that not only did they invest in, you know, the Apple, Tesla, Amazon, and Comcast, but they did so in such a way that caused the money to multiply by 100. Now, not only would you be happy, I'd be happy, but I'm sure you give that person more and more money to manage because you saw that you can trust them with it. And then there's a scripture that says, if you are faithful with few, God will make you ruler over many. And if you are faithful with God's money, he will undoubtedly give you more of it. Simple. And this is the concept of stewardship. And we are all called to be good stewards over God's money. Now, what is the definition of stewardship? According to the dictionary, stewardship is the job of supervising or taking care of something such as an organization or property. And another word for steward is manager. And a manager is someone who is given the responsibility to take care of something on behalf of someone else. In this case, God has given us the responsibility to manage his money and not manage it in any type of way. We must truly manage it well, and we do so by following his instructions concerning it. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. And another word for trustworthy, or a few synonyms for it, are responsible, honest, integral, disciplined, reliable, diligent, wise, etc. Now, after looking at those words, ask yourself, have you been a good steward over God's money? Would God say that he can truly trust you with his wealth? And the answer for many of us is no. And I believe that the number one reason for that is we simply haven't gone to God and asked him how to be a good steward over his finances. We've been given the job, but we haven't gone to him to get the job description. And there are tons of principles and commands in the Bible concerning money and what to do with it. But many of us haven't been consistent actually doing them. And the reason I mentioned consistency is because many of us may know about these principles and we may do them here and there. But one thing I want us to know is that there is no expiration date concerning God's commandment. Deuteronomy 11:1 says, love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always. We are to be consistent in being a good steward over our finances always. We are to obey always. And next week, we'll talk about the specific commandments and instructions God gives us concerning money. But before that, I really just want us to understand that money is not our own. The money we have, our wealth, our finances, literally everything belongs to God, and we are commanded to be good, great, trustworthy stewards over it. So now I'm sure you're thinking, okay, Tira, you know what? I got it. I understand that the money is God's. It doesn't belong to me. And God causes us to be good stewards over our finances. But how do I become a good steward? Now, before I even get into the steps, I want to highlight that I'm going to give both biblical and practical steps because you need these, and that's wisdom. And so the first things I'll mention is I really want us to review the current state of our finances and our spending. And what does that look like? That looks like you going into each of your banking accounts, your investment apps, wherever it is you have money, and you're seeing not only how much money you have there, but you're also seeing how much money you have coming out of it. How much debt do you have? What are you spending your money on? Really take the time to review your spending habits and see how you truly have been managing that God's money. Are you spending money on things you don't need? Are you eating out each week? Are you spending more than what you're making? Take this time to truly review what it is that you've been spending your money on. Next, ask God for wisdom concerning money. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. All you have to do is ask God for wisdom and insight concerning how to steward his money, and he'll give you the instructions and the grace for this wisdom, and he'll let you know what needs to be done concerning it. And the reason why this is so important is because, again, the money does not belong to us. We are just the managers of it. And so it's important for us to consult the owner concerning what it is we need to do with it. And that leads us to number three, research what the Bible says about money. And I know I said I'll be doing a deep dive into this next week, but why wait? You know, why wait till next week to start following these instructions? If you have time, truly take a moment to research God's many commandments concerning money and decide today to implement them. Four, create a budget based on the wisdom and instructions God gave you. And I want to make sure I'm clear that we are not just creating a budget. We are creating a budget based on the wisdom and instructions God provides. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail about, you know, creating a budget and what this is, because that'll take over an hour and we definitely don't have time for that. But very briefly, a budget is simply a plan for your money. You are taking inventory of the money you have coming in, and you are giving every dollar a responsibility. For example, let's say every month you have $1,000 coming in, and $500 of those dollars are to be used on all of your bills. The other $500, you're going to give a responsibility, whether that's paying off debt, whether that's a certain amount going into savings, whether that's a certain amount being allocated for food, whatever it is that you need to pay or that you want to spend your money on, coupled with the things God told you to spend your money on, will all be a part of your budget. And I want to just make sure that you know, or that I highlight the fact that it's important to have a goal in mind when you're creating a budget. That way it helps you allocate every dollar amount and give every dollar a responsibility. So whatever the goal is, like I said, paying off debt, saving more, investing more, maybe just limiting your expenses, whatever the goal, you, God, and your financial advisor set, make sure you're doing what needs to be done to meet those goals. This means once you create that budget, stick to it. And if you only allocated $100 a month to eating out, then sis, bro, you're only spending $100 a month on eating out. You have to be committed. And this brings us to our last step, which is pray for discipline. Now, what's holding a lot of us back from our wealth is the lack of discipline and consistency in the area of stewardship. We know what to do, but we choose not to do that very thing. We have the budget, we have the plan, we've asked God for wisdom, we've done all of these things, but we are choosing not to follow it. And this is because we lack discipline. Proverbs 25:28 says, A man without self-control is like a broken into, excuse me, it's like a city broken into and left without walls. And this verse is just talking about how someone with no self-control or no discipline is left defenseless. And another word for defenseless is powerless. And if we continue to not exercise discipline concerning our finances, we will continue to be defenseless and powerless, giving the enemy an opportunity to afflict us with poverty. And I don't know about you, but I certainly do not have any time for that. And the same way we ask God for that wisdom, we can go to him and ask him for discipline. And again, I promise he will give it to you. Now I'm going to end with these scriptures, and I want you to really memorize it throughout the week. And it's Colossians 3:23, which says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." God is requiring us to do better. He wants us to be better financially, and we can't keep living in poverty, and we can't just keep having enough. We can't just be going about this life doing whatever we want to do, having whatever which way, as if we're not being held accountable to God. We must work to become better stewards over our finances so that not only can we receive the reward that is associated with being a good steward, but simply so that we can just please God. Now, I pray that you are encouraged and that you were able to take something away from this episode. And, you know, I think I'm actually going to do a live or some sort on how to create a budget, because I know that's a struggle point for many people. So who knows? We'll see. That's why you just got to make sure you're following at the account partner so that you don't miss out. Now, with that being said, I love you. I pray you have a great week. I pray you have a week filled with productivity, wealth, and financial blessings and abundance. Peace out.